Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to another radio program. And it is our privilege this morning to be with you, and we do pray that God would bless the things that we say, that you might receive a blessing from it and draw closer and closer to our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We would like to give a special invitation to you this morning to attend the services at the Independence Baptist Church. Our services began this morning with Sunday school at 10 o'clock, and a regular preaching service about 11. And then tonight at 4 o'clock, we meet again in the house of God to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Then Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we meet once again to worship the Lord in our midweek Bible study. We trust that you'll come to these services, and we want you to know that you do have a very cordial invitation to attend these services. We also would like to invite you to attend our annual Bible Institute, which will be, as usual, the first full week of March. Our services will begin on Tuesday night, that's March the 6th, at 7 o'clock. And there'll be every night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night at 7 o'clock. And then our day services will be on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 12:30. And then Saturday, we'll have our morning services at 10 o'clock. And so we invite you to come to these services. Brother Parvin Hall, who is a pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Cairo, Illinois, will be with us. And also Brother Darrell Titus, who is a pastor of Salem Baptist Church in Willow Hill, Illinois. And we're going to have a real good time. We're looking forward to really worshiping God. And we'd like for you to come and to join with us as we worship the Lord and just give glory and praise unto Him for all those good things that He's done for us, and that you might enjoy the fellowship of being around God's children. And so these are our services, and we invite you to come and trust that you will. If there's any questions that you have from time to time concerning the things that we preach over this radio station or the things that we believe at the Independence Baptist Church, we invite you to make inquiry concerning those things. And we'll be glad to talk with you concerning anything that is spiritual, anything that we can possibly help you with out of the Word of God. We'll be glad to share with you the truth of the Word of God. All right, the last couple of Sunday mornings, we've been speaking about the coming kingdom of the Antichrist. And I know that that particular subject may be a little bit pessimistic, because it is speaking about a time when Satan himself will rule this world, and I believe that the period of time he's going to rule will be 3.5 years. I know the tribulation period will be 7 years long. The rule of the Antichrist will be during all of that time, and yet the most terrible time of his rule will be the last part of that reign, that is the last half of the reign, the 3.5 years, when he rules this world in such a way as to cause much people to be killed. There'll be much punishment put upon people because they do not believe what he has said. Last time we closed out with the thought of that the Antichrist himself, that Satan himself, will actually rule this world. The Bible said there in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4, that Satan will come, that he will sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Last time as we closed, we asked this question: how in the world will Satan ever work things around that he will be able to rule this world? Now, we need to make this very clear this morning. Sometimes people picture Satan in their mind as being a red dragon with a forked tail, with horns, and carrying a pitchfork. I want to tell you this morning that if Satan looked like that, every person would run from him as fast as they could. But Satan does not appear as what he really is. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians that Satan there appears as a minister of righteousness. And this is the way that Satan will appear in the end time. He will not appear as something that is very evil or as someone that is going to cause a lot of trouble. But he is going to appear as a person that is the answer to the world's problems. He's going to appear as the one who is the answer to the things that bother people the most. Look with me now in the book of Revelation chapter 6. And here the coming of the Antichrist is described in much detail. The Bible said in Revelation chapter 6 and verse 1, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts say, Come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." Read very carefully what this scripture is telling us concerning the coming kingdom of the Antichrist. The Bible says that he comes with a white horse. And white in the Bible and white in our culture today, and especially in the culture of the United States, white is considered to be the symbol of purity, or of simplicity, or of strength. In the Bible, white is the symbol of grace. And here this one comes on a white horse. The Bible says that he has been given a bow. And he sits there with a bow, but he doesn't have any arrows. The Bible said that he goes forth conquering and to conquer. And this is exactly the way that Satan will come into the world today. Satan has not changed his tactics. There was a time back in the book of Genesis chapter 3 that Satan had a desire on his heart that he might come and cause mankind to fall into sin. And I think you can read the episode there in the book of Genesis chapter 3, and you'll find that Satan did not come and appear to Eve as a red dragon with horns and a forked tail and carrying a pitchfork. Instead of that, Satan came and appeared to Eve as the beautiful serpent. Now I know that today that serpents are looked upon with not much gladness. Whenever we see a snake, most people will run from that snake because they're afraid of that snake and they crawl upon the ground. But I would remind you of this. The serpent is crawling upon the ground, not the way he was originally made, but he is crawling upon the ground as a result of the curse that God put upon that serpent. And so the serpent at the very beginning was a very beguiling creature, a very lovely and a beautiful creature to look upon. I know that there are some times that you might see a picture of the temptation that Satan put Eve through in the Garden of Eden. You might see a picture. And in the picture you'll find there that there is a tree. And it's got all kinds of good-looking fruit on it. And there is Eve standing there. And here we find that there is the serpent, and it's just like a snake today, and it's coiled up around one of the limbs of the tree. I want to tell you that's not the way that it was. The Bible says that the serpent did not crawl upon the ground until God put the curse upon the snake. When Satan possessed the body of the serpent and came and tempted Eve, he came not crawling upon the ground, but standing upright on his own legs. And Eve came and fell into sin. But what was it that Satan presented unto Eve that caused her to believe? Satan's lies. If you read the account, you'll find that Satan was going to give the woman something that she desired. And that's exactly what Satan has done today to cause people to fall into sin and into temptation. He presents them with something that they desire. And that's exactly the same thing that Satan is going to do in the end of this age when he presents to fallen mankind the thing that they desire. What is it that man desires today more than just about anything else? What is it that man has longed for, worked for, strived for, that nations have worked, trying to work out? And that answer is peace and economic stability. They've also sought in the middle of this for religious unity. Satan will come. And I don't know what his plan's going to be, but Satan is going to come with the answer to the world's dilemma. Satan will come promising the world he is not able to deliver, even as Satan was not able to deliver to Eve in the Garden of Eden. Satan will not be able to deliver to the people in the last days. But he shall promise them everything. He shall come as a minister of light. He shall come as a minister of righteousness. The Bible said he shall come with a bow. He shall come riding upon a white horse. The Bible says that he shall go forth conquering and to conquer. He shall promise peace. The Bible said there shall be no peace. And as travail upon a woman with child, she shall not escape. There shall come a day when men will believe what Satan has said. But what's the end result of the belief? What is the end result of Satan promising the world the answer and not being able to deliver? Let me tell you this morning. Satan promised Eve that if you'll just take of the forbidden fruit, then you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. The end result of Satan's lie and Eve following Satan's lie was death and sin. And right today, in this day and age in which we live, Satan promises much happiness. But the end result of following the desires of Satan and the wooings of Satan is sin and death. And that story will not change, because in the last days, even though Satan will promise to the world the very utopia that they have desired since the creation of this world, the end result of that will be the opening of the second seal. And the Bible said when the second seal was opened, there went out a horse that was red, and power was given him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Listen, those people that follow Satan and his lies will receive the thing that Satan gives: sin and death. The Bible said that there was given unto him a great sword. The Bible says that Satan shall be in the last days able to take peace from the earth. He shall promise peace. He shall promise economic stability and religious unity. But he will not be able to give it, because he doesn't have it. Only God has peace. Only God has economic stability, and only God can give religious unity. And it's all wrapped up in His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus shed His own blood, His own righteous, pure, perfect blood for the sins of wicked mankind. And Satan does not have any righteous blood to shed unless he sheds the blood of martyrs and saints. He has done that, and he will do more as days go by. The Bible said that people will worship Satan, and this is the way that Satan will come in with his kingdom. It's a very serious thing to think about. Put it all together. See Satan's works and the way that he lives, and you'll find that it's so. We see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We do want to invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. And we invite you again to come to the annual Bible Institute, March the 6th through March the 10th. And again, we invite you to come to the services, and thank you now for listening to this radio program.